every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
It's that time again, Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show, and we'll prove it. We're heard everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203, all those apps I love tune in. We're on Sports Byline. We're on Sports Map. American Forces Radio, guys and gals, you stay healthy. We're heard, of course, on radio station, including KSHP 1400, and very warm most of the time, Las Vegas, Nevada. Let's see, Art Source, born September 11th, is with us. Laura Snoke, born on September 15th, is with us. Jane Levy.
Levy.
Fine writer. Make me commissioner is with us. Fine new book. And she's written a couple other books that we all love. The Koufax book, the Mickey Mantle book. But this one is better than those two. We'll talk to Jane Levy in a few minutes on Sports Overnight America. So much is happening in sports. And the good news, Jade Maiva, the USC quarterback. Now, you don't know if these things are true or not, so I checked it out. Indicated in an article earlier this week that he's giving $3 million of his money, no money, to the homeless in Southern California. So I called a couple of USC fans and writers and things like that. They don't know anything about it. So I hope it's true. If it's true, I'm voting for Maleva as the Heisman winner. End of story as far as that is concerned. On the other side, you got Lane Kiffin. God made him do it. He was very hurt that athletic director Baker didn't allow him to coach Mississippi the rest of the way. Lane, I'm sorry. Anything you touch turns to blank, 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 blank. And I don't know where he got it, because Monty Kiffin apparently not the same. I interviewed Monty a couple times. He seemed to be different. But Lane, of course, everywhere he's been. I mean, from USC to Tennessee, I mean, to the Raiders, it's all mishmash and much more than that. National Football League stuff. Thursday night. What are the officials doing? Now, you know, it's hard to officiate in the National Football League, but they're making $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a game, more than that maybe. Bottom line is the pass interference penalty against Ferguson late in the game. Now, I wasn't on Dallas' side. I wasn't on the Lions' side. I didn't really care. It was a high-scoring game. It was fun to watch. Ferguson didn't touch anybody. They called pass interference. In reality, it might have been pass interference the other way. It changed any opportunity for Dallas to win. Email us, sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. Back with more after this.
At Bank of America, we asked our people, how do you take ownership of your career?
I'm able to grow my way by putting the priorities that I have for my career first.
I thrive on being a leader who's behind the team, not in front of the team.
Every few years, I'm being re-energized because I get to do something different and learn something new.
See how our teammates are growing in their careers at bankofamerica.com/great-place-to-work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com,
He'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so, so many gifts to explore when you go, go to Total Wine and more. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Kohl's Black Friday deals are here. Grab your coffee and put on your sneakers because it's go time. Through Saturday, save up to 50% on everything from toys to beauty faves, winter styles, and more. Plus, earn $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Yep, that's extra Kohl's cash. So run, don't walk. Just hold on tight to that coffee. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end November 29th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, welcome back, Sports Overnight America. Later, Jane Levy will discuss her new book, Make Me Commissioner, Grand Central Press. She will probably say a whole lot, and you'll be able to hear it. And you can email us at sportsfred@AO.com, sportsfred@AO.com. All right, I opened talking about a positive. And, you know, when you do these shows, I would say 70% of the time it's probably negative. But if my leave of the USC quarterback, if the article I read is true, he's giving $3 million bucks of his NIL money to homeless here in Southern California. Art, you played for the Trojans. A, do you believe it? Because I can't believe anything now with AI out there. Is it true? Do you think it's true? What do you think?
He seems like a hell of a young man. I mean, everybody I've talked to, with USC, from the athletic director all the way down to, you know, one of the assistant coaches that I know, they seem to indicate the kid's for real. I haven't heard that to be exact. I'll do some research on it for you. But if it is true, I think that's wonderful. That's giving back to the community. I wish more NFL guys would do it. I wish more leagues would do it. You know, the one thing about this world right now is there are some people out there that are, you know, that are having trouble feeding themselves. And in a nation like this that has so many great things going on, to see a young athlete take that stand is a wonderful thing. And I hope it's true, Fred.
Laura Snoke, what do you think about a quarterback for USC giving $3 million to the homeless in Southern California?
Well, obviously, it's a wonderful gesture, and you can't do anything but admire that. But I just have, in general, real problems with funding social support systems by private donations. I mean, that's just not the way it's supposed to work in a decent society that cares for its inhabitants, because we have now a situation where three of the men in the world own more wealth than 95% of the rest of us. And it's just not, maybe it's not quite
95. How do we get
maybe
those three
men? Maybe it's like 55%.
How do we get those
three
men?
I mean, there are a lot of people smarter than I am that can try to solve that problem. But I think, you know, you don't see this big social dislocation in Europe to the same extent, for sure. And I think it's because there's a much bigger safety net, so that people are not just completely left to fend for themselves with basically little or no resources. And I think, you know, rather than give, I don't know what giving $3 million to the homeless means. Personally, there have been pilot programs where people have been given a guaranteed basic income and they have gotten out of homelessness. I mean, I think something like more than half of the homeless people in LA are working. They're not working. It's all this perception that they're just addicts and ne'er-do-wells is not really true. Certainly there are those people that are have mental illness and addiction issues. But so while I do applaud him for doing that, and I obviously do my own charitable giving, I think that's why we pay taxes. We don't pay taxes so Elon Musk pays no taxes. And so our taxes can fund road repair. We pay taxes so that nobody in our country goes to bed hungry. And that's my position.
Laura, Lane Kiffin, so God made him do it. Any comments?
Oh, I'm tired of Lane Kiffin's machinations over the years. I don't, you know, whatever.
He does fail upwards, though. You got to give him credit for that. Every time he seems to fall, he fails upwards. I mean, the guy's got a net income, a net worth of like $25 million. He's been fired everywhere he's been. You know, I mean, it's like, what about college football coaches making $13 million a year, Fred? Yeah. When, you know, the governors of the state are involved with LSU firing and hiring coaches. I mean, it's at a point where, you know, we've talked about this greed factor, and pretty soon, and I call it professional college football, in essence, I mean, if you look at the coaching carousel, the way it's happening, really the first coach who got fired is the last program that's going to have a coach. And they finally went out and tried to get, I think they're going to get Matt Campbell at Penn State. That's breaking news. So anybody who doesn't know that, but that is true. And, but it's just amazing. And you see a guy get fired, he gets a buyout for $50 million. I mean, how does
my husband work? Thinks that's the best thing to do. Just keep getting fired. You get paid for not working.
Exactly.
No, it's a crazy world, and it's a crazy world in sports, obviously. Folks, you can email us, sportsfredadeo.com, sportsfredadeo.com.
Talk to me about Bob Chesney, Fred. I think he's a great hire.
11-1 at James Madison, and he'd be coaching the rest of the way for the club, so we'll see how that works out. But I want to talk about Thursday night football, and again, it's not just Thursday night football, but Art, you played in this league. It's a touchdown lead for on Thursday night football. Dallas is trailing by a touchdown, and they call pass interference on Ferguson running down the middle from like the 9-yard line. He didn't touch anybody.
Meanwhile, Angeloni's got his arm around him.
Yeah.
Okay,
it could have been the other way.
When I saw the flag, I thought it was offensive interference.
Yeah, but here's the deal. I'm watching the referees in these games, and over the last 5 years, they were definitely biased towards Kansas City. We can all understand that. Now, you cannot have a touchdown without freaking out, going, "Okay, what's the penalty going to be?" Or is it a pass interference? But now there's another penalty. It's like offsetting calls or a fight where it breaks out and they penalize both teams and nothing happens, and they think that's going to quell the problem. The NFL needs to go ahead and hire their crews, make them full-time employees of the National Football League, pay them enough money where they can't be bought or sold by the gambling concerns. And I think that would be great for the league. They could spend the entire year. They're actually coming out and not seeing plays, whether a lineman is covered up or a tight end is covered on the line of scrimmage. The referees that are working as analysts on the networks come in and say, if you throw the ball and it's outside the numbers and there's a receiver out there, that's not grounding. But the referees, for some reason, six of them, they get together in their zebra huddle and they don't know what's going on. I say you got to have a referee upstairs. You got to have him plugged in. And if he sees something, he says, listen, this is what really happened, guys. You can say it any way you want to say it, but here's the way the rule reads.
You know, on Sunday, and Laura, I want your comments about this, the Giants aren't playing. So there are two backup quarterbacks. One will be on CBS and the other one will be on Fox. No joke, doing the morning show. James Laura, Winston, you have any comments? Winston's got a great future in this business, but take it away, Laura Snoke.
Yeah, that's kind of, don't they have other things to do?
But New York, though, it's all New York based. Remember that, you guys.
You know, I was going to go back to what Art said. You know, the calls, that pass interference call was really awful because it really changed the whole tone of the game. And we've seen so many bad calls that give Kansas City the advantage over the years. And the other thing that the last week's Bills game, on last Sunday's Bills game, where there was an obvious roughing call again. I mean, Josh Allen slid and he got hit. And if that was Mahomes, I said before we got on the air that the whole team would have been benched and they would have had to forfeit the game. But they didn't even make a call. And
I know.
It's just, I don't know. It's crazy.
You know, talking about that, and I'm listening to WFAN and I'm listening to WEI in Boston. All right. They're both talking about the Giants game. And did the Patriots come out to slaughter the Giants quarterback and the Giants in total here? And of course, at WEI, they said, no, everything was legal. And on WFAN, they tried to kill us. Art,
I know.
They tried to kill them. What do you think?
A perspective from Boston and New York. Yeah, there you go.
You got a linebacker for a coach. I mean, what do you expect?
He's probably going to be coach of the year.
Talking about the Patriots, both Robert Kraft and Belichick are in the finals as far as Hall of Fame. I don't know how they vote. I assume both can get in. Art, will both get in? Will one get in? Will neither get in? What do you think?
I think they both got to get in. I mean, they've 6 Super Bowl victories. You know, Robert Kraft has done a great job. He's proven again. You know, he made a mistake with the previous coach. He hired a young linebacker that just retired. And then he went back and got Vrabel. And, you know, there's a lot of teams that had a chance to get Mike Vrabel. And I will tell you one thing. Vrabel coaches these football teams up. They play a physical brand of football. Drake May, for some reason, and I mean, what's amazing to me is McDaniel isn't a very good head coach, but as an offensive coordinator, and Brady will tell you this, the guy is pretty incredible. He calls a great game, and Drake May right now has got my vote for the NFL MVP and what they've been able to accomplish in his second year. And Caleb Williams, another second-year quarterback with a rookie head coach, is also having a great year.
Laura, who might be the MVP so far in the NFL, in your opinion?
Drake May's got to be up there. I mean, who even thought the Patriots would be in the running? And I think Mike Vrabel's done a great job. He does use a little violent rhetoric if you listen to what he says.
Yes, he does. Which,
special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
It's that time again, Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. And of course, Barron Sports Trivia, the questions sometimes are tough. Sometimes they're easy, but late at night at 127 years of age, Art Source, what legal medicinal products might you take to answer these questions correctly?
Fred, this is the professional formula of Prevagen. It's five times more powerful than the regular Prevagen. It's a bit pricey, but I will tell you that it's made a big difference in my life. It keeps me on track. And other than that, you know, that and some good sleep the other five or six nights a week.
All right, let's start with Laura. Laura, all-time record completions in the National Football League by a quarterback. Who might that be? Laura?
In his whole career?
No, in one game. What?
Oh, in don't, one game?
Let Laura answer it.
In
I think
one
you might,
game?
I'm guessing you know it, Art, but let's see if Laura does. All-time record, 47 completions. Laura, what might that quarterback be? Who might that quarterback be?
It's not going to be somebody really obvious, I think. I don't know. I always need hints.
What if it was somebody who's still playing?
Somebody who was Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, who loves his wide receivers. Art, is it Aaron Rodgers who loves his wide receivers?
Wow.
Backup quarterback, basically. 47 completions. Art, is this year? All-time record. Wow. 47 completions.
This year?
Yeah.
Not Jameis Winston. Not... What conference does he play in?
National Football Conference.
It's not the guy, Mac Jones.
Who?
Mac Jones.
Mac Jones. Well, he had a good situation with the 49ers, but that's not the answer. I'll give you a hint, Art. Usually
Sorry,
that
Art.
Area that area is very warm.
Usually it's not Tagliabue.
Jacoby Brissett, 47 completions, 3 or 4
you
weeks.
You know what?
Ago.
I'd have never guessed that. In a billion years.
That's why you got to take more Prevagen.
You got to be on a lousy team. You got to be way behind, and you got to throw every down. So,
all right, Art.
I guess that makes sense.
Did he win the game though?
What?
No.
Did he win
no.
the game?
No, they lost. All right, Art, you ready?
Yeah.
First African American football player playing for the Washington then Redskins. Who might that have been?
Oh, boy, I know this question, too.
We actually asked this question a few months ago. Just testing you.
I want to say Charlie Taylor. But I was wrong when I guessed Charlie Taylor. It was the other guy. It was the running back. I can't think of his name right now. But
traded for Ernie Davis.
I know. God.
Laura, you have any opportunity to answer this question correctly? Traded for... Ernie Davis, who never played for Cleveland, but this guy certainly did play for Washington, made the Hall of Fame, from Illinois, an Illini. God. Bobby Mitchell, Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I remember the question. And I remember I answered Charlie Taylor on that one.
I'm testing you, but I said, wow. You know, the interesting thing of Bobby Mitchell, I interviewed him a couple of times. My little brother died when he was 7 years of age, and it's something that you'll never, I can never forget. But Bobby Mitchell, for years in Washington, had the Bobby Mitchell golf tournament, and all the money went for research on leukemia and lymphoma. So we had him on a few times on my shows just because when I found that out, of course, and he passed now. But what a great guy. I mean, here's a guy who didn't have to do that, and he did it. Or take it away.
No, that's, you know what, and there's been a lot of great, great National Football League players who have done these types of things. And, you know, I think of Warwick Dunn now, who's building homes for people. And, you know, and when you give back to the community and take your, you know, your great fortune and give it back, I think that is so amazing and so awesome. And, you know, a lot of these players now have foundations and they try to do what they can do. And it's wonderful. I would like to see the league, the leagues, all the professional leagues do more to enhance the charities and to promote these types of things. Because the feeling you get from giving to help others, I mean, like I like to give to, you know, the Danny Thomas Hospital and the Nicholas
St.
Hospital.
St. Jude's.
Yes, the children's hospitals. You know, I went there when I played in the Shrine Game as a football player, as a young man. And when you see these kids, and we brought a lot of toys with us, and you see how excited they were to meet you and to deal with you. And, you know, when I had to go out in the stairwell, and I cried, you know. I mean, because it gives you an idea of how lucky you really are to have all your facilities, all your faculties, your abilities. And it does hit you right between the eyes when you see that.
So true. Okay, back to Barron Sports Trivia. This is honoring Jane Levy, who will be with us later. Her new book, Make Me Commissioner, she talks about the fact that very few African-Americans still playing in Major League Baseball. But Tom Yawkey did not like African-Americans, and the Red Sox were the last team to play an African-American. And Laura Snoke, who might that shortstop have been for the Boston Red Sox under Tom Yawkey in 1959, the last team to have an African-American ball player in the Major League Baseball. Laura, take it
really
away.
Funny name, too, like Snooki.
Who was there, the first African-American player? Is that the question?
For the Boston
Red Sox. It should have been Willie Mays.
You know, it's very interesting that Boston, the Celtics were the last basketball team to integrate also.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, I've been to Boston a few times, but I've run to a few racist cab drivers in Boston, just assuming because I'm white, I'm a racist, but no offense to my friends in Boston. I have absolutely no idea.
Pimpsy.
Art, do you have any idea?
Yeah, I think his first name was Pumpsy.
His first name was Pumpsy, yes. Not Blue.
I can't think of his last name,
not,
I don't think there are any other players named Pumpsy, so
not
that
Blue.
Should be adequate.
Not blue, Pumsy, but what color?
Pumsy brown?
Not brown, not blue, not yellow.
Pumsy black?
Not black.
White?
Shortstop. What is that, Pumsy Laura?
Pumsy white?
Pumsy white?
Not pumps, not white. So, there's only a couple colors left, guys. Come on.
Pumsy primrose yellow?
Green?
Did I hear green?
Green.
Pumsy green, the shortstop. Laura,
Pumsy
congratulations.
Green.
You guys didn't need
was
any
she
hints
related
at all.
To big green?
Pumpsy Green, the shortstop. Not a bad player. All right, Art.
You know the story, Fred, about Willie Mays. They had a chance to get Willie Mays.
$4,500 that they had signed him.
Yes.
And they
yes.
didn't do it.
Can
they
you imagine what Willie Mays would have hit in Fenway Park with the monster? Oh, my God. He'd hit 850 home runs in his career.
But Tom Yawkey did not like African-American ball players. There's no African-American period, I guess.
Bryce in the late... In the late 70s was barely tolerated.
Yeah, no question. All right. Yeah. Another question on Barron Sports Trivia. Art, let's see. The NCAA school who went on the death penalty in the mid-80s, what school might that have been? football.
The SMU Mustangs.
Who were the tailbacks? Meyer. Who were the running backs?
Craig James and Eric Dickerson.
Well, you didn't need any help on that.
They got paid as much as the guys right now.
Wow.
Well, Laura? I was a Eric Dickerson fan.
Laura, I'm going to give you credit for that. Art knew that right from the start. But, Laura, let me ask you a question. I saw a movie a long time ago, and sort of heartbreaking, about gambling in the early 1950s in New York City. What school basically had to close the program for years because of gambling illegalities in the 1950s in New York City? What school was that, Laura?
Since I didn't even know that there was a school that was closed for gambling, I certainly don't know the name of the school.
CCNY.
CCNY, wow.
And the movie was dumb.
Is that now called NYU?
Well, no, different school. But at that point, CCNY.
It was the City College of New York.
Yeah, City College of New York. They were a four-year school, and I think three of their guys were convicted of illegal gambling. Well, again, we're talking about what we're talking about now, not covering the spread. And the school basically closed down. They closed down the school program for a couple of years. And now, of course,
it's a cartoon today, Fred. Cartoon today in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. They showed these two kids are walking along, and they got their cell phones. And the guy says, you know, I like that prop bet, but I don't know if that guy's going to want to play now that we've got all that money on him.
All right, very quickly. In 1959, I believe, at Columbia, the same thing happened again. Art, do you have any idea what that guy's name was? I bet you do. Ooh. He was killed by most likely the mafia in the mid-70s.
You know,
they have to make a movie about this guy at some point. Jack Molinas.
Wow.
He got convicted of cheating for Columbia, and then he joined the mafia.
Was it point shaving in those days?
What?
Point shaving in those days?
Oh, yeah. But there wasn't necessarily props. It was just on how many points would your team win.
Yeah, the spread was 9, and he had a couple chances to score a couple buckets late, and he missed.
And he didn't do it. All right, we're going to come back with Jane Levy, Make Me Commissioner, and then we'll play the last couple of minutes, a little bit of fun with the gal and the guy right here on Sports Overnight.
Welcome to Cricket Wireless. Santa?
I've got to get Mrs. Claus a gift or I'm in a whole lot of trouble.
How about a single unlimited line? Only $35, plus a free Moto G 5G.
Dude, you're a lifesaver. Here, take a present.
Says it's for Timmy in Des Moines.
Never heard of him.
Join Cricket Nation and get a single line for $35 per month, plus a free Moto G 5G. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. Requires activation of new line on select unlimited plan or higher. Pay $40 first month. New lines only. First month service charge. Tax, due, and sale fees. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Let's go!
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so, so many gifts to explore when you go, go to Total Wine and more. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Priced so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and more.
Drink responsibly.
Kohl's Black Friday deals are here. Grab your coffee and put on your sneakers because it's go time. Through Saturday, save up to 50% on everything from toys to beauty faves, winter styles, and more. Plus, earn $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Yep, that's extra Kohl's cash. So run, don't walk. Just hold on tight to that coffee. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end November 29th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, folks, it's that time again. Jane Levy on Sports Overnight America. We had her on our last show. We didn't get an opportunity to ask her all these questions we wanted to ask her. Brand new book, Make Me Commissioner. Jane Levy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. There it is.
All right. There so this week I called you Levy instead of Levy.
Right.
You have a funny story about that. Tell
us. Yeah. Yeah. It actually is, you know, everybody thinks it's Levy's real Jewish rye, the whole thing like that. But actually, if any of you had relatives who came through Ellis Island other ports from arriving from different parts of the world when we accepted immigrants gladly, my parents and grandparents and their forefathers came through Ellis Island in New York. And, you know, a lot of the people's names were unpronounceable, right? So the family name was Chamarnikum. I couldn't pronounce it. I couldn't have spelled it. So what they did, if you were Jewish, is they gave you a name from the tribes of Israel. So the reason there's so many Cohens spelled in a variety of ways is because that was the priestly class. And the reason there are so many Levites is because they were assistants to the priests and the rabbis. Okay, flash forward. The great-grandfather gets enough money and a few shekels to open his own little tailor store in the Lower East Side of Manhattan. And he hires an Irish sign painter who assumes it's got to be like O'Leary. So he adds an A, right? Well, there's the standoff. My great-grandfather isn't paying twice, and the other guy isn't doing it for free. So they figured it wasn't their real name anyway. And, you know, big schmear, in short. They'll go with L-E-A-V-Y.
That is such an American story.
Wait, this makes it even better. Ready? I go into the Washington Post for my interview, and this would have been in 1979 with Ben Bradley, who was as gorgeous as he looked in all the pictures, with that big volume of chest and the hair slicked back and you know, Turnbull and Nassar shirts with a white collar and colors and stripes usually below. And he's got his feet up on the desk and he looks over his shoulder at me and he goes, Levy, you spell your name funny. And I said, so do you. Because how did Ben Bradley spell his name? B-R-A-D-L-E-E. And his response to that was, you're hired.
I love it.
That's how I got my start. Well,
they did the same thing to me, Jay. And our name was Scorsese, like the great director. And they just anglicized it to S-O-R-C-E, done.
Yeah, Snoke, too, was an amalgamation of a bunch of consonants without very many vowels.
Yeah. Jane Levy with us, so Make Me Commissioner. All right, off the top, Jane Levy.
Yes,
rate,
sir.
Our wonderful commissioner, Rob Manfred, 1 through 10. How would you rate him?
You mean in history or just on scale?
On a scale, 1 to 10.
1 is the worst?
Yeah.
Minus three.
No, I'm going to be nice. I'm going to say 3. I'm going to say 3.
Minus 3. Take it away.
No, I'm going to say 3 because...
Well, I want to talk to Jane. I want to talk to Jane about the pizza box bases. Go ahead.
The one thing he's done well, the globalization, which they were way behind on. You know, he's basically a marketing guy in lawyer's clothes. And they've done well with that. So it's caused other problems, which I'm happy to discuss, but they have done well with that. So let's give them that.
Well, the ratings game internationally is what he's really, you know, can hang his hat on after the World Series last week. We touched on it last week. The one thing that scares me, though, again, is the changing of the way the game of baseball is being played. In the extra innings, you know, in the regular season with the runner at second base, the bases. I don't know if you noticed this, Jane, but when guys are sliding into second base now, because the bases are so thin, they're only an inch and a half high compared to what the old bags were 4 inches high. Guys are sliding right over the bag and they're getting tagged out. Consequently, you know, they've changed the game of baseball. Now, if you wanted to put six guys on the infield in the old days, you could make that decision as a manager. You could play them anywhere you want. Now you can only have two guys on one side of the infield, the other guy behind there. Your thoughts on what he's done to change a very traditional game that was, you know, the way it was for many, many decades.
Well, let's start with the ghost runner, which is an abomination to mankind. And if it was in the Bible, you know, it would have been those things, one of those things that God would have been very angry about. It changes the fundamental premise of baseball, which is, and it's very American too, which is, I think, part of its appeal. You had to earn your way around the bases. Nobody just plunked you down because they wanted to get the game over with on second base and said, oh, let's play a different kind of baseball now. Yeah. We've all had you work on your launch angle, and it's become a game of home runs, walks, and strikeouts, the three true or terrible outcomes, as I like to call them. But, you know, now we're going to say, you know, you got to move a runner over. How about that? You know, the thing that managers like Dusty Baker couldn't get guys to do. Sacrifice? Are you kidding me? Sacrifice? I'm not going to sacrifice. It doesn't go to my OPS. So I think it's unfair. I think it's patently unfair to teams that are built to do one thing, slug, to say, okay, now you have to try to win this way. I mean, maybe in some completely insane way, that's what they're trying to do, get them to diversify. I don't know. But I hate it. And what's more, they've saved enough time with the pitch clock, which is the best thing they did, and which, by the way, was already in the rule book. Nobody wants to talk about that because that makes them look stupid. Yeah, it was already there. They just didn't enforce it. And umpires didn't enforce it. And it started to change when baseball lights came in. Before there were, you know, night baseball, the sun was the pitch clock. That's not my line. That's Bill James, and he's exactly right. You know, and umpires would hustle these guys up. The sun, the light's going to be gone soon. The gloaming was a real thing back in the day. But once there became night baseball, you know, and then coaches, flash forward, 50 years, and the me generation, oh, you have to think really hard before you go into the batter's box after each pitch, and you have to center yourself, and you have to get ready, and you have to think through your process. What, I mean, when did we start having processes for everything? Get your ass in the box and swing. That's what Mickey Mantle did. That's what Babe Ruth did. I mean, what is there to think about? That it's going to be 100 miles an hour up and in, or breaking down, you know, 12 inches?
Jane Levy with us.
The Mike Hargrove rule.
You read the Koufax book that Jane wrote. Talk to Jane Levy.
I did. Thank you so much. First of all, you've got my vote for commissioner.
Thank you. You know, can I just tell you before I'm going to interrupt already? Okay.
That's okay.
I wanted to put a ballot in the back of the book, and it was actually Morgan Sword's idea. Morgan Sword is the executive vice president in charge of everything that matters on the field in baseball. You ought to put a checkbox in there in the back. So I went to the publisher. I said, Morgan says I should put that. No. I think I have to, you know, go online and say I'm going to do that.
No, I love that. That's a great idea. I had a question for you. There was a statement attributed to you. I don't know if it's accurate or not, but the statement was that the advent of Moneyball, which I guess we now call analytics, caused the game to speed up or slow down. I'm sorry. And I didn't quite understand how it caused it to slow down, because to me, it intuitively would think that it would cause it to speed up.
No, it did slow it down, because again, you know, this is this a word, this becomes real, right, in 2003. Billy Beane, general manager of the A's, realizes he's losing all his best hitters and his best closer, Jason Isringhausen, who I think had 54 saves the year before, and he's got to figure out a way to replace them on the cheap. So many of the general managers of this era, and certainly of his era, were raised on fantasy sports, and particularly rotisserie baseball, where they learned to evaluate how to spend money in a very different way. Cost effective, basically, is what it was about. And so do you really need a catcher that has 80 RBI, or can you have 40 from two different guys? You know, one lefty and one righty, and therefore you get more flexibility in your lineup. All of this kind of thinking and roster changing and changing of, you know, substitutions and the encouragement. I mean, Joe Maddon, you know, formerly of the Angels, the Cubs and the Rays, said, you know, it's our fault. We're the ones that told these guys, take a deep breath, step out of the box, go down the third baseline and consider. There's no other sport in the world that would have allowed or has ever allowed a player to call timeout whenever they wanted. Can you imagine? I mean, can you imagine Mahomes doing that every time he needed to think?
No, that really explains it. Because I agree with you. I think the pitch clock and the restriction on the batters leaving the box are good things for baseball.
Absolutely.
I agree
Absolutely.
With you totally that the ghost runner is an abomination. And it's proven by what happened in the World Series. Because exactly. Those great games would have never happened. We wouldn't have an 18-inning game with the ghost runner.
Or 11-inning
final, seven. I mean, it was just phenomenal. So,
Jane Libby with this Grand Central Press published her book, Make Me Commissioner. Jane, our last 2 minutes or so on this show.
That's it.
Ask you a question, Jane.
Yeah.
In the late 50s through the mid 60s, the National League almost always destroyed the American League. And most people think it's because the National League had more African-American ball players. What's happened now? You're right about the fact that there are very few African-Americans playing baseball right about now.
Does anybody know the word Shonda?
Yeah, I know the word Shonda.
Okay. So it means shameful. It's shameful. Yeah. What MLB has allowed to do, and it is not all of Rob Manfred's fault, but what they allowed to happen over several decades was that they ceded their right to claim, you know, their moral imperative as the sport that broke the color line in 47 and Jackie Robinson, and we're going to celebrate him every April 15th. Well, that's fine, but it's frankly an embarrassment. Because on Rob's watch, now there's 6.2% of the players are African American born blacks, whereas in the 80s the high
now, is that an inner city problem, Jane? Is that a problem that Major League Baseball can address in the inner cities by building ballparks? Yeah. That's why
one of the things I suggest, because I hate the gambling, and I think we're going to have more and more crises of, you know, finding out that the prop bets have caused people to, you know, give away information for dollars. I think the gambling is wrong. It's wrong for baseball, particularly given its history, and pounding its chest and saying we're anti, you know, gambling. Let's take the $1 billion they get every year for this activity and use it to build Major League Baseball academies of the sort that they build routinely in the DR and other places now in the world.
Puerto Rico, yeah, all kinds of places all over the world. Yeah, you're
and
right.
And to give American kids, black, brown, you know, white, people who don't have a place to play and can't afford the equipment and can't afford to compete with the generally more privileged white kids whose parents spend God knows how much money to have them on travel ball and club teams and a perfect game competition.
Coaches.
Showcases. You know, you can't play Little League anymore and think that your dream is going to come true. Little League is for losers like me.
Jane Levy, we'll have you on again. You know that. Make me commissioner. Grand Central Press. Jane, thank you very much for appearing tonight on Sports Overnight America.
My pleasure. I thought I was... You mean now I have to go buy a new car right away? Okay.
It went too fast. It went too fast.
More on Sports Overnight.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
I'd like to thank Jane Levy for making an appearance. Every time she's on the show, she's very sharp. Make me commissioner, Grand Central Press, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. Folks, if you love baseball or don't love baseball, pick up that book, Make Me Commissioner. And I'm going to be commissioner here. And on Wednesday night, I'm watching UCLA against Washington, and UCLA ended up winning 82-80. But at halftime, I turned the channels because DirecTV now has all 12 of ESPN's. And I swear on my life, I kept turning, and most of them says upcoming, upcoming, and upcoming. But finally, Art, I came to something I'll never turn off, cricket, between New Zealand at the West Indies. Now, Art, I have to ask you, how many minutes would you keep your eyes on cricket, West Indies at home against New Zealand?
It was so bad for me as a kid growing up in London. When BBC would have cricket on, you know, they'd have India, they'd have Australia. And I thought it was, you know, to me, it was the closest thing I could get to baseball on TV. But then I realized that there really is no time limit in the game of cricket. Talk about a pastime. They can go for hours and days and weeks and fortnights. And I mean, I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. But they wear the coolest sweaters, white sweaters with like gold. And I mean, it is so British. It is beautiful. It's BritBox to the nth degree.
Laura, you have DirecTV, I believe. Have you taken a look at the extra ESPN channels?
I do have DirecTV, and I have not taken a look at the extra ESPN.
She's a Savannah Banana fan.
And I just can't wait to watch cricket after this introduction. I'm going to watch it as soon as we stop.
Have you guys had a chance to watch any of the Savannah Bananas?
Yeah.
On any of the, I think they, what they've done, lowering the prices of tickets to like $3 to $5. Soda pops are like $1 and hot dogs are $2.50. They're filling major league stadiums, playing baseball games, and I got to tell you, they have taken the world, the United States by storm.
All right, for Art, for Laura, for Mario, I'm Fred. Stay tuned for more All Night Long of Sports Overnight America.